Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Okay, what I was about to tell you was, I
Yes.
have not given one iota of thought about what we're going to talk about.
Well, I know, but how is that different from every other podcast we've ever done?
Well, I mean, I usually like I'll have in the back of my mind like, well, I can talk about college baseball or I can talk about like this one. I haven't thought about it for 1 second, except that earlier I put on a pot roast and I thought, well, here's my meat. I can squeeze some lime on it for supper.
There you go. Put it in some tacos. Shred it. Put it in some tacos. I was going to tell you that since we last podcasted, we have made a transition. We have now moved from tacos to sandwiches for dinner. We've transitioned. We have transitioned.
How did that happen? How did such a
Well,
thing happen?
I'm going to tell you how it happened. Okay, so Caroline was at soccer camp last week. So she and I left on Sunday for College Station and left Perry here. And like normally before I leave on a trip like that, I try to like stock the fridge a little bit. So
Yes.
sometimes I'll even make a casserole or something so he'll have something to heat up. I knew when I left, I thought I have never left him in such dire straits. I mean, there was like no food in this house.
Right.
But there was bread and there was ham and cheese. So apparently while I was gone, he decided that he enjoyed just eating a light sandwich for dinner, that he felt better, that he slept better, and so now he's on a sandwich kick, which I'm all for.
How did this happen?
It feels kind of like a miracle, doesn't it? I
It
mean, like,
does.
I know it makes me so happy. And so then what happened? Then he came up to College Station to meet us for the last 2 nights of soccer camp. And that was a weird schedule because the night session of soccer camp was 6:30 to 8:30. So I felt like I needed to feed Caroline before we left. So I would just make her a sandwich every day at 5. And then she would eat another snack or something when we got home at 9 o'clock that night. Well, Perry got on board the sandwich train there too. And so I would make them both sandwiches at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I know.
This
And
is
so
the equivalent. This is like if you told me what your people want for supper every night is cheese and crackers.
I know. I know it's like I found my own personal utopia. So I got home and I bought ham and cheese. I even bought some fancy like wheat bread, fresh baked bread from the bakery at the grocery store.
I mean, why not shoot the works? If you've got your people eating sandwiches, only the best.
That's it. I mean, I'll buy fancy lettuces, an assortment of tomatoes. And
Yes,
so
the
I
heirloom tomatoes, even.
Well, yeah. And so I bought some fresh breads. I got some different kinds of mayonnaise. I made chicken salad. I made some homemade chicken salad. So we have that option. I bought some sesame seed, like everything bagels. So
I
you
wish
have.
you could see me sitting here just shaking my head. I'm incredulous at that is the favor of the Lord right there, is what
It
that
is.
is.
I'm so happy. I mean, I almost feel a little smug. In fact, Gully texted me like yesterday and said, I've got to go to the store. Any ideas for what to cook for dinner? And I've kind of did a self-righteous, I wouldn't know because all we're having right now is sandwich.
Well, but let me ask you this though. Do you
What?
think this is like do you think this is going to be a short term? Like, are we going to burn out on sandwiches like we burned out on veggie tacos, do you think?
Oh, for sure. It's short-lived. I mean, yeah, make no mistake. This is a About it, I have about a 2 week sandwich window I'm working in right now.
Well, you embrace it because that'll get you through the middle of July. Because I get on those things too. Like I find one thing that works. I don't know that anybody in my family can ever eat the Pioneer Woman salsa ever again.
We did that too.
Like I'll get on something that works. I'll wear that thing out.
Yeah, that's like the taco soup. Taco soup. I killed taco
I
soup.
did too.
I've killed a lot of meals in my time, but so the sandwiches, that's why I'm trying to offer a variety of sandwich offerings.
Sure, yeah, almost like a buffet. It's a sandwich buffet at your house
That's
every
right.
night.
That's right. So you can have, listen, last night I made Caroline on a sesame seed bagel. I did some pesto and then I did some cucumber and tomato and a slice of cheese and lettuce. So we had a veggie sandwich last night. I'm trying to make it last as long as I can.
That sounds delicious.
It is good. Listen, and I mean it's so hot. That's the thing. Is it saves you from having to heat up the kitchen?
Well, I've been grilling a lot. Like, well, you don't know, but I've been grilling a
No.
lot. Like, I because I've never been the one to grill. I've always waited for David to get home and then gotten him to grill. But
Yes.
lately, like, because I like to eat earlier in the summertime, I'm like, well, I'm gonna go ahead and get this stuff. I mean, we're gonna be ready to roll when he walks in the door. And so, I've been grilling a lot just because I can't take a hot kitchen.
I like that. Now, do y'all have a gas grill?
We do. We have a gas grill, so I don't have to. But this grill that we currently have does really even heat, which that's been the problem before. You know, we have like a real cheap gas grill, but this is a good one. And so it does real even heat, and it's real easy to cook on. And so I have enjoyed that.
Well, you know, we have charcoal. We have a charcoal grill because, you know, Perry likes all natural.
Yes,
you know,
he's
built the fire. And one time, there was a time about, this has probably been about 5 or 6 years ago, he was heading over for the ranch and we were going to grill hamburgers or something. And he said, why don't you go ahead and get the fire started on the grill so it can be, because, you know, charcoal, it has to burn down, you know. And he kind of talked me through it. Like, you build up the charcoal like a pyramid, and then you do some lighter fluid and do the whole thing. Well, he came home and I had built a lovely fire on top of the grill grate.
Listen, one time when I was babysitting Clinton and Mary Allison, they're in the book, they are Bart and May, but I'm gonna use their real names. So anyway, I was babysitting for them, and I think it was Clinton's maybe like 5th birthday or 6th birthday, and his mama was having everybody from his little like his Mother's Day out class or whatever class he was in at the time out to the house. And she'd gotten me to kind of help supervise all the kids because it was a lot of kids. And so she gave me a plate of hamburgers and said, why don't you go out and throw these things on the grill? Well, I just assumed that there was already a fire, but there was not. And I was I was probably 20, 21 or whatever. So I lit a match on top of the charcoal and just kind of waited. So I sat there for about an hour and would just squirt lighter fluid on until there was enough of a flame. And I remember seeing one of the mama's faces, like, kind of a look of horror. Because now I get it. Because I was essentially, I was bathing these children's meat in lighter fluid. I was like, shooting the lighter fluid up under the grate. But I didn't know how to build a fire.
Yes.
I mean, I still wouldn't. But so I just lit a match on those little bits of charcoal. And then I would just put a lighter flame on there just to kind of keep it going. Lighter fluid, I mean.
I'm sure that was fine. Children are resilient. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, man. Well,
so it's better now. You know, well, I just hit a little igniter switch and it's all good.
Yeah, see, that's what we need. That's what we need. But we'll never have that. You know, he likes to build the fire.
I get it. You know, and I have a fire builder too. But I think that he likes it more that I'm the one on the grill right now. So there's no incentive. There's no incentive to build fire if I'm going to get out there and cook.
I know. Well, so that's it. So so that's why we have sandwiches at my house. That's why we are eating sandwiches.
Okay. Well, this was a good podcast, I think.
Thanks so much. That's all the information. Okay. Now I was going to tell you about something that I discovered that I watched last night and got so tickled by, and you may already know about it. Have you heard that Jerry Seinfeld, he's got this new show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
You know, I've heard rumblings lately about Jerry Seinfeld and TV and stuff, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, I don't know if it's on TV anywhere, but you can find it online. I think it's comediansandcarsgettingcoffee.com or comediansandcars.com. I don't know. You can.
Wait, you might want to check those. Well, if anybody's listening, they just may want to. You don't ever know, says the person who had BigMama1.com. You'll never know where it's going to take you.
Yeah, you can find some bad things. Mm-hmm. The internet is not always a friendly place.
Right, right.
But anyway, hold on. I'm going to look it up so I can tell you right now. Because, it's comediansandcarsgettingcoffee.com.
Okay.
And they're like all about 15 minutes long, but it's different. It's him with different comedians. So like one, he's with Brian Regan. And then there's my favorite one that I've watched. He's with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Oh,
and
my word.
And Mel Brooks goes over to eat at Carl Reiner's house every night. They watch Jeopardy together. They have dinner together. They, like, sit. It was the sweetest, like, something. They eat on TV trays in front of the TV. And, like, and Jerry Seinfeld just, like, talks to him. And every time he's in a different car. Like, he picks out a different car that he thinks kind of fits that. And then one he did with Michael Richards, who played Kramer.
Uh-huh.
I was just fascinated by him last night. I loved it.
I know how I'm going to spend my afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched all of them, but I watched the Sarah Silverman one. I thought was delightful. And they kind of, every now and then they'll take a little bit of a serious turn a little bit. Like he'll ask them real questions, but I mean, I just laughed. So if anybody needs entertainment, I recommend it.
Okay. Well, I need entertainment. I sat last night. I was bound and determined. I was going to find something to watch on TV and I just watched House Hunters because Alex and David were watching Despicable Me and I've seen it about a million times.
See, that was that, that's exactly my house, except we were watching, they had some hunting show on, the pig man, he hunts pigs, And so I put in my little earbuds and I watched comedians in cars getting coffee, and I was just as happy.
Okay.
So I did that, and then I finished, well, because the night before I'd been reading, remember I told you I got that book, An American Heiress?
Yes.
Remember, I finished it.
What you think?
I don't know. See, because part of me would say, I don't know that I loved it, but I also think it's a really thick book, and I finished it in like 4 days. Mm-hmm. So something about it kept me reading. I was kind of fascinated. I like stuff in that time. I know you don't.
I'm telling you, the only reason, okay, the backstory is, I downloaded the first part of that book to my iPad because, like, with the free preview back in the spring, with the rationale that it wouldn't stress me out that they didn't have air conditioning because they were so far up north that it wouldn't be quite as oppressive.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, they also end up in, like, a castle in England, so you figure about how cold it is. Yeah. So you'll be okay on that front, you know. But
the main character, does she ever get likable?
She, you know what? She does get likable. Okay. You end up feeling for her. I think it was kind of, I kept waiting. Here's my thing. I think I kept reading because I thought there's going to be some big dramatic twist and it's all going to come tumbling down or whatever. And then like the you kind of find out a bunch of stuff about the characters and like in the last 20 pages. And by then I was like, yeah, like I, you know, like it just didn't.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So, that's kind of my thought on that. Like, I don't know. It was fine. I mean, it's a good read if you like that kind of stuff.
Okay. I think I'll skip it. I think as much as I get, you know, like the costumes and the, I mean, that's kind of fascinating. And like the degree of wealth that they had is kind of fascinating. But, you know, again, they must have been bored out of their minds without television. I mean, they really must have just been, they must
have. What do you do?
What?
Well, I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the paint, I don't know. What do you do?
Yeah. I know. They knitted. They played duets on the piano and stuff because in this book, every now and then they'd play duets. But I thought it's interesting because that's the kind of book where, like, if I had been so inclined, which I wasn't, there would have been a lot of words I needed to look up, like luxury items.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, but I would kind of assume they would talk about the blee blee blah that she had in her hair. And I think, well, that must be a fancy word for hair clip. Right. But I'm to go look it up. So I'm all saying,
I like that you had confidence though in like your deductive reasoning that you could just kind of run with it.
I did. I felt like it, and it didn't really feel like it was going to add or detract from the story that much if I were wrong.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I just kind of went with that.
Okay. So we played cards last night and I don't know.
That's old fashioned fun.
I know it was old fashioned fun. That's what made me think of it. I was saying, what did they do? Well, then maybe they played cards.
Yes.
But, you know, I have a little bit, like, I can kind of get addicted to cards.
I could, too.
Mm-hmm. Not in the gambling sense. I don't care about that part. But, like, I get a little competitive with cards.
Yes.
And I don't care how old you are. I mean, like, I'll take you right out. I'm not one for those sympathy wins or anything like that. So,
yeah.
It reminded me, as we were playing cards last night, David and I used to play spades all the time with some friends of
ours.
We
did, too.
Oh,
yes.
Golly.
Okay. We did too.
And then we played Canasta a lot. And so, anyway, I was trying to, you can't write down, buddy. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Jen.
Okay, that was Alex saying Jen.
Oh.
In some high-pitched voice that I don't recognize.
Well, that seems to be the hallmark of the 10-year-old. It's a lot of funny voices that aren't natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of sound effects.
Yes.
Odd things. But anyway. So I remember that we used to play Canasta all the time, and then I couldn't remember the rules. So now I'm on this thing where I'm like, well, I want to find all the card games. Like, I almost wrote a blog post about it last night, but then that would have required me to write a blog post. But where to ask people, like, about what card games they're playing these days.
Yes, I think that's a good one. We used to play Crazy Rummy. Did you ever play Crazy Rummy?
I think Canasta is kind of like Crazy Rummy. Do you have to meld in that?
No, not that I remember, but I don't know that I played by the right rules.
Okay,
I don't.
Yeah, well, that's always.
Spades, I feel like, is the only thing that I absolutely remember the rules to. Everything else, it's been so long.
Yeah. Okay, we used to play hearts. You play hearts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the cotterels are big spoons, people. Like, we've had some really, like, some to-the-wire spoons games with them, but I can't think of what else you do with cards.
No, we used to play. Now, my nanny down at the lake house in the summers, we would have epic skip bow tournaments. Mm. We would all play skip bow. That was our big game, and we would sit and play skip bow. But I tried to get Caroline to play skip bow, and she told me that was boring. So far. But I love a game night. I've always said one of my regrets is that I'm not part of a family that all wants to get together, because I could be that person who all gathers us around the table for like some Trivial Pursuit or something, and nobody else in my family cares about doing that at all.
Yeah, not really mine either. I can remember like being in, because I love Scrabble. I used to love Pictionary. I love Scattergories. But I can remember trying to get Daddy like to join in. It was just, that was just not his thing. Like he didn't want to sit around and play Scrabble or anything like that.
Yeah. And see, and that's, I remember on my dad's side of the family, they were all, you know, my papa was a legendary poker player. I mean, like had poker night in his garage with all his old man friends, like every Friday night that I remember growing up. I mean, it was like the scene of those dogs playing poker, you know, cigar smoke and the whole thing.
Like the opening scene, which one of the Ocean's movies is that? Is that Ocean's 11? Ocean 11, where Matt, where
that's it.
Brad Pitt or Matt Damon or one of them's playing poker? Brad Pitt.
Yeah. It's very much like that. And so that was always, but then we played as the whole family, because that was like my grandmother, she grew up. And so all her brothers and sisters lived within like a 2-block radius, and they would all get together and play a game called Pokino, which was a cross between poker and bingo.
Oh.
And we had like, my Uncle Joe even made these like Pokino, like these wooden holders, because you would have your money, like, because there were different things you could win. So instead of just bingo, there would be like, you could win Texas, or you could win, I can't even remember, but you would put pennies in there. And so that would be your pot. And like, I had like my jar full of pennies that were my Pokino money at my meemaw and papaw's house.
You need to bring that back in your own family.
I know, because it was so fun. We loved it. I've even thought about it, and we just haven't. But I think Caroline, like, and like Gully's boys would love it. We need to do that, because I loved a good, we had so much fun.
Well, and we did too. We used to have so much fun playing cards. And it's just one of those things, I think once you have children and that kind of stuff, or once you have child, you,
yeah.
Yeah. Once you have child.
Once you have a child.
you just kind of, you get out of the routine of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now the kids are old enough. Like, I feel like with friends or with cousins or whatever, everybody's kids are old enough now that the kids can play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. And so that's why, because I'm like, I was about Caroline's age when we would play Pokino, and we would stay up late doing that. So
what'd yeah. she say?
She just said, I just played poker with Bob this week. See?
Listen,
family tradition.
Family tradition. There you go, right there. Okay, well, I think we've come up with a summer goal.
I think that's it, to bring back game night. You know, my dad, though, we always laugh because he was a notoriously, he's not a good loser.
I'm not either.
He's really competitive. And I remember one time at my grandparents' house, and I think I was like a senior in high school, something like that. And the boy I was dating was over there, too, and we were all playing cards. And that boy beat my dad at cards, and my dad threw his hand of cards at that boy. He was so mad. And you know, as a 17-year-old, I was so mortified.
I was gonna say, and somehow that boy didn't end up part of your family.
Isn't that shocking? isn't that shocking that didn't work out? So, but later that same boy, because I dated him in college too, my dad and stepmom they needed a place to stay in College Station. They were helping me move in. And so that boy said that they could just stay at his house because his roommate wasn't there. And he walked in his sleep and tried to get in bed with my
It just never really worked that well for them, did it?
No, we had a lot of strikes against us. It really wasn't meant to be.
That was not in the card, so to speak. That just was not.
No, it wasn't. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Oh.
Hey, here's my problem with games. I am, I'm passive aggressive competitive. You know, this is one of my worst traits, is I act like I don't care, but I care deeply. About any kind of board game. But I also get very judgmental when I play board games. So if anybody even thinks about, like, it's Scrabble, if you even think about trying to pretend like that's a word and it's not, I make huge indictments against your character. Yeah. Like, it is hard for you to crawl back out of that hole with me. Because you make up a word at Scrabble, well, I wouldn't trust you with my groceries. Like, there's no telling what you're capable of if you will cheat at Scrabble.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably,
Oh.
I had one of Gully's mom was playing Words with Friends with somebody. I don't remember who, like it was some whatever. And she said, I've just decided. She said, she's cheating. She's used some kind of a, she said, because she's not smart enough to come up with all these words she's playing. And I do think there's something to that. Like you kind of know what people can figure out and what they can't figure out, you know?
Well, it's not good for, it's not healthy for me. Like it activates something in me that I can usually suppress on a day-to-day basis, but it comes, it just rears itself when I play cards or board games. So
I agree. I have a competitive thing in me, and I'm the same. Like I can
how
be
can
really
you?
laid back about, and then, but sometimes it hits me, and then that's it, you know?
Oh yeah. It's gonna come on real strong when I play spades. I mean, I do not like to lose.
I know. I agree. I agree. But I'm excited about playing some games now.
I know. It's fun. I think when I finish doing this, maybe we'll play some gin or some gin rummy or something. I don't know.
Maybe so. Maybe when we're in Nashville next
Oh,
week, we
that's
can
true.
get
Is that
cards.
next week? Oh, my word. It
It
sure
is.
is.
It is. It's next week. I know. I feel like I don't know where the summer's going. It stresses me out a little bit.
Yeah, and I can't keep up real well with dates right now, I feel like. It's all kind of, I just am kind of like in a day-to-day need to know mode, and so I forget what I've got coming up, as evidenced by the fact that I just said, oh, Nashville's next week.
I know. I know. Well, because I keep thinking, I can't believe it's July 4th this week. And normally to me, July 4th is the halfway point of summer. But it's not for us this year because we got out late and we start back late. But it feels like after July 4th, it feels like, well, we still have a ton of stuff. I mean, we really haven't done much other than soccer camp yet this summer.
Well, we don't really have much left. I mean, we're in the home stretch now, I feel like, because we'll go back to school. I mean, not too long after August gets started. So, ugh.
I know, I know. I know. I was thinking this morning, I was like, man, it's nice. Well, actually, I was thinking because we have roofers that we may be about to hear here in a few minutes, came to send it on our roof at 7:45 this morning. And I thought, see, I'm so out of the mode of having to be up and out, you know?
Well, I've had to be up. We've had to be up and out a little bit. Like this morning, Alex had golf at 8 because they try to get out there before it's too hot.
That's smart, yes.
So I feel like that's kept me. I've had to get up a good bit for that. But well, I say a good bit. I mean, not really, but
Today, you mean?
enough. I mean, maybe a couple of times a week. So
And last week we had soccer camp. We had to be there at 9 every morning. But 9 feels different. 9 is different than 8.
yes, I agree. I'll stand with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Thank
I was trying to think if there's anything else that's been going on, but I can't think of one thing.
I was going to tell you, what was I going to say? Oh, I ordered, okay, so I ordered two more books.
Oh,
Oh,
what?
about books, do we even care? Well, I was real torn because I don't know what to read. So I went and looked at the bestseller list and I went and looked at like different stuff and I was trying to figure out. But anyway, I ordered The Harbinger. Have you heard of this?
I think I have.
Okay, it's something, somehow it's like a fiction story, but it's like biblical prophecy about blah, blah, blah. And I don't know for sure, but it sounded intriguing. And as evidence.
Between that and the thingamabobs that she was putting in her hair, an American hair heiress, she really may have to.
I'm gonna have to, but somebody was telling me that it was really like it was a page turner. Like you want to see what's going to happen next, and it is kind of intriguing. So I thought, well, you know what? I'll give it a whirl
Is
because I
this going
wonder.
to be like the Left Behind series?
Well, that's what I thought. I was a sucker for
Oh,
The Left
I read every
Behind.
one of them. I mean, if
Well,
that
yeah,
came out
and I
with one
thought.
tomorrow, I'd go buy it.
Well, that's and I thought this has to be more well written than the Left Behind series, don't you think? I mean, when I look back now, I don't know that I could read all about Nikolai Carpathia again.
Well,
But I don't know. At the time, though, I mean, it reeled me in.
me too. Yeah.
I was a
Oh,
sucker
yeah.
for some Left Behind,
Me too.
and so I ordered that, and then I ordered Unbroken by Laura Hildebrand. I can't remember. Unbroken is the other
I've
one.
heard about that. I last night downloaded on my iPad. My friend Anne, she writes young adult fiction. She recommended Divergent. I guess you could say it
Okay.
either way.
Yes.
And I
Yes.
think it's going to be made into a movie. I don't know. I'm
Yes.
not up to speed on such things. But it was only $1.99 for Kindle, and I thought, oh, well, it's a series, and so I'm gonna try to read that.
Okay, well, you'll have to let me know how that goes, because I've heard about that too, but I just.
Didn't I send you a picture from Target last week? No, yeah, I did. There was a book that I was trying to decide whether or not to read. But when something it was, but it had some element of fantasy to it, and there's a point where I that loses me. Like if it's an allegory, if I can relate it back to something, like in real life or in scripture or whatever, I can go with the allegory. But if it's just fantasy because somebody can suddenly cast spells and that kind of stuff, that's harder for me. So,
I agree, and rightfully
yeah.
so.
So
Right.
anyway,
So.
so I walked away from Target with nothing.
Okay. Well, I ordered off of Amazon last night because I just finally signed up for Amazon Prime
Oh, it's going
because
to change your whole life.
Well, that's I
Oh,
don't
it will
know.
change your whole life.
Well, I'm so excited about
Listen,
it.
it's the best thing. And I resisted it for a couple of years, but I mean, there's nothing on this earth you can't get in 2 days now. There's nothing on this earth you can't get in 2 days.
Well, that's how I felt because last night I was ordering, like, I ordered the Harbinger book first, and then I kept looking, and then I was like, oh, now I want to order Unbroken. And so I was like, I can just place all these separate orders, and it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I know. And
It's
listen,
all free. Like,
yes.
I know. I felt just, and we've been ordering a lot from Amazon recently. So I'm like, I'm not real sure why I didn't do this. Plus, there's like stuff Caroline can get on her Kindle for free and stuff. You know, it opens up your world a little bit.
Yes, that is the same thing. Now, Alex gets stuff for free on his Kindle, but then there's all the stuff that you can watch on Amazon Prime now for free.
Oh, well, that, okay,
It's a
perfect.
wonder.
Like, it is a wonder. I mean, so I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. And then I ordered Caroline. There was a book called Mandy that I loved when I was Caroline's age. I was so fascinated by it. And so I ordered that. She'll probably
I was
hate
going to
it,
say,
but
you didn't
I
tell her,
ordered
but you loved it, did you? You
that.
you'll
No,
have to
of course.
present it like, you may like this. It's okay.
Yeah,
It's not
some
so
people
good.
say.
I'm, you know.
Yeah, some people say that this book is
Yeah.
okay, but anyway, it's about this orphan girl, and she's in an orphanage, and she finds like kind of this secret cottage that she makes her own, and the whole thing just fascinated me. So, if nothing else, I figured I would read it, even if she doesn't like it. So,
Well, the Amazon Prime, all I have to say is congratulations.
well.
I'm telling you, like it turns me into like because the stuff gets here so fast. And so but there's just enough wait that you have that anticipation of waiting for something. But I
Yes.
mean, like with our UPS person, I'm just it's like I want a pageant every time she shows up. I just lapse into like this huge like prolonged thank you so much every time she comes here because
Yes.
she's got the Amazon stuff. It's wonderful.
Oh, I'm so excited. So.
And should you ever find yourself in need of a last minute costume, I'm going to say that it will get you out of a bind.
Okay, well, you never know when we might need a last minute costume here.
Yeah.
So, well, and like the other day, we wanted to order Perry these Under Armour fishing shirts. And so we had to wait like 5 to 7 days because we hadn't joined Amazon. And now he'll be able to get his fishing shirts in 2 days. And
Does
so,
he know you joined?
no, he doesn't know.
Okay.
Perry, listen, you would be shocked at what Perry doesn't know about what goes on in this house as far as any sort of like bill paying
I
system.
know, but I'm just saying, like, if he dials into that, though, if he finds out that you have the 2 day thing, you may have to change your password. Like, it may be more than he can handle.
I know. Yeah, if he knew. The good thing is he's not really aware of all the things you can buy off of
Okay.
Amazon. You know what I mean? Like, I think he th thinks it's pretty much books. And then because the other day he was talking about his shirts, and I said, I bet we can find them on Amazon. He was like, oh, really? See, he didn't even know. He didn't.
I get
So.
my moisturizer, like I get my moisturizer off of Amazon, my SkinCeuticals, because it gets here in 2 days.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Well, my whole life is about to change. So I'm pretty excited about it. So I had joined Hulu Plus to finish watching Scandal, but I've canceled that because it's redundant
Yeah.
to Netflix. And then we still have Netflix, but I'll probably keep that because Caroline likes to watch a lot of movies and stuff on Netflix, especially during the summertime.
Yeah, we have Netflix, but that's kind of a different selection than what you find on Amazon Prime. It's a little bit different. So
Okay.
we got some like cable. We don't ever have the movie channels, and but we got some free. Like you get this one and that one with our with our UVerse when we did some kind of upgrade, or I don't know what. For some reason, we're getting them free now. But I'm here to tell you, like David said the other night, he was like, I think all these movie channels, they just share about 50 movies, and it's the same ones for a year. Like, nothing's been on in the last, for the 2 months that we've had it, it's just been the same stuff over and over and over again.
I couldn't agree more. To me, it's nothing like getting the movie channels free for a little bit to make you realize you're right in your decision to not pay for them.
Yes, to not pay for it. I have not watched one thing on them. Not one thing.
Mm-mm. We never do. I mean, really, like, see, our roofers are here. Did you just hear that?
I thought maybe you fail or something. I didn't know what it was.
No, but I feel like one of them is about to come crashing through our roof at any moment.
Oh, speaking of, did I tell you about Martha and her Christmas decorations?
No, what?
Oh, it was not her Christmas decorations. That is incorrect. It was her Easter decorations. Because, you know, she and my mama both still decorate for Easter, you know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pull out all our rabbits now.
For sure.
So she had all her Easter stuff out. And but it was all up in the attic above her garage. And so she has a couple of men who, like, tend to her yard and stuff like that, that she will pay to come over and get stuff, put stuff up in the garage or take it out of the garage or whatever. And so this one particular man who has been helping her with her yard, she had asked him to put the Easter stuff back up in the attic above the above her garage. And so he did. And then the next day she was walking out to her car, and for some reason she looked up and realized that he had apparently stepped through it and failed to tell her. Now listen, she is not somebody, I mean, like, this is somebody, if a nail head starts to show, you know how they'll come out of your sheetrock sometimes? If a nail head shows, yeah, that just throws her for a loop. But yeah, the man, he stepped through the garage putting up her Easter decorations, and I think he's been back to fix it and all that. But you have never in your life, I mean, it was a first degree tragedy at her house.
I can only imagine.
It was terrible.
Well, that sounds like what's about to go on here. We've got all kinds of, our house, we have our toilet and our master bathroom is having some issues. I don't know what. It's like that water's constantly running. So we've got a plumber coming out to see about that. The roof, thankfully, is hail damage. And so that's covered by insurance. And then I think we're going to get the exterior painted at some point here in the next couple of months, because it's time for that too. So, you know, there's nothing really, and you know, Perry's back on the attic insulation thing too.
Oh no, I thought you were done with that.
No, it keeps rearing its ugly head.
Let me just say this about the roof thing. Cause you know, we had a new roof put on a couple of months ago, and yesterday David got up on the roof to clean out the gutters.
Yes.
And so they have that thing that they run around your house to pick up all the nails. But for some reason, either they didn't, did they take your gutters off to put your roof on?
I don't know. You know, I haven't even noticed. I have no idea.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Listen, we may have a special guest, somebody who falls on your island before it's all said and done.
I was going to say, I might have an episode of PTSD after this is all over.
I remember when they were doing ours. It is loud.
It's loud.
So they ran the nail thing around the house. But yesterday, David cleaned out the gutters, and we got tons of nails. I say we, meaning he. There were tons of nails up there. So you may want to ask him just to you know, if they haven't taken the gutters off, to clean those out when they finish.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip.
Because I ran over one, and you know, I've had my share of nail problems lately with tires. So anyway.
Yes. Yes. Well, I wasn't here this morning while they were working, because I left. Perry stayed here with Caroline, and I went up to Starbucks to work on edits for my second book. And that was real depressing. And then I came back.
Why was that depressing?
It's just, you forget, and I don't mean to, it's, you forget how hard it is and how it makes your brain, like, I really thought, because Perry was like, stay up there as long as you want, and I mean, after about 3 hours, I was like, I think I'm done, like, my head, I can't, my brain, and because it's something you've already written, and you don't necessarily really like what you've written, but you're like, I don't know what else I'd say about that.
I told David that last night. We were, you know, I went to Starbucks yesterday for a little while to work on some stuff, and yeah, so when I got home, he was like, how'd it go? And I was like, I don't know. I think that I don't know. I don't think it's very good.
It's so.
It's the most humbling exercise. And you just realize your dependence on phrase. Like if I say sort of, I mean sort of, sort of, sort of, some sort of, I mean just stop it.
I
Find
was going to say mine is some kind of something, some kind of
The
whatever.
thing is, see, and I mean, I even say to myself now as I read, like, no, the thing is not that. That is not the
Yes, apparently,
Oh, you
apparently,
know me and
clearly.
adverbs. I mean, I'm,
Oh, I know.
so.
I've thought about that because you were talking about an author who doesn't use a lot of adverbs. And so now when I read, all I see are the
You're
adverbs.
welcome.
And I'm like, I need to change that because that'll make my writing better. And then, yeah. But then what I love is my poor editor, which, Stephanie, the sweetest thing ever. And the stuff that poor girl has to search to confirm if that's
Oh,
right.
yeah, I
Like
know. Yeah.
outdoor shows, she has to make sure that's the right name, or the quotes from Coal Miner's Daughter that she has to make are the right quotes. And I just think, I make her life so hard. I bet she's wishing she was editing Tony Dungy about now instead of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what she said not too long ago. We were emailing about something, and she said, just think of what I've learned about football. And I'm like, oh, bless your heart. I mean, nobody wants that job.
I know. You don't think about all that
Here's
stuff.
where I've come. This is the place I've come to with the adverbs. I talk like that. And so,
Yes.
since I talk like that, it's really not like I'm looking for a filler word. It's just how I talk. And so, I'm not saying that makes it right. I'm just saying that makes it what it is. So,
No.
but I talk like that. And so, I can't. If I started to pull all the adverbs out, it would sound like a person who's not me. So.
Yes. Well, apparently that's just who we are.
Apparently it is.
Oh,
I know that
gosh.
is. That's tricky when you're trying to and I would have that nagging thing going through edits that I would think, I've said this somewhere before. Like I have said this already. And sure enough, that would
Yes.
make me go back and then I'd look through the whole thing and then I'd find that phrase and then you got that phrase like in two or three places and you think, well, it's like Sophie's
Yes.
choice. You got it's one of you's got to
Yep.
go. I mean, I don't
You got to kill it. You're like, clearly, I thought that was a really funny joke because I've used it four different times as a punchline in different chapters with a different ending, but it's the same joke over and over again.
That's why I'm
Yeah.
fascinated by people who write fiction
Yes.
because that's such a bigger world that you're opening up that you have to make choices about. It would make my head hurt.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna be able to make it through.
Yeah, we may have to cut this one short at 40 minutes. It might be a short one.
It might be, yeah. This is gonna be material for my next book called That Time That I Died When People Were Doing My Roof.
Yeah. I told you that screen door by our bedroom got hit by a golf ball a couple of weeks ago, and I was not
Yes.
here, but apparently it was like there were a couple of people here who pretty much hit the deck when that thing I think hit.
I can imagine. I can imagine. It's a little disconcerting. You think, I know there are people on my roof right now. I mean, I'm expecting
Right.
it to be loud, but it still doesn't really prepare you for.
No, they thought we were under some kind of siege, which I
Yeah.
still hadn't figured out how somebody hit that thing to hit that door. But I get that anyway.
I know.
Okay,
It's a
well,
bad.
so we'll cut this one short since you've
Yeah.
got some activity going on at your house.
I know. I think we may need to go spend the afternoon at the pool. We might, we had a little cool front come through, so now I
They just
can.
rip something off just then?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. God.
Hey, by the way, real quick, what kind of shingles did you get?
I don't
Okay.
know. Why? What did y'all get? Did we
I
know?
mean,
Is there
did you
something
get just
there?
like the plain, just like the, did you get the ones that overlap? Did you get like variation in the colors? Are they just solid? Do you?
No, I think it's just solid. I
Okay.
think we're just doing like an asphalt, like whatever we had before, pretty much similar look.
Gotcha.
So, but I do think we're going to repaint the exterior in more of a gray instead of a gray green. I think we're going to go more towards a traditional gray.
I love that.
I like that too. And then I think we'll leave our front door wood because it's so pretty. But then the back door has been painted black, but I'm thinking I may paint it like yellow.
Fun. I love that.
No, I thought it'd be kind of cute. So we'll see. I haven't broken that news to Perry yet. He may not be as big of a fan, but I think it would be really cute.
Oh, at the end of the day, he's not gonna care, I don't think. I bet he'll
Nah.
he won't. That'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be, we'll chalk that up to things like Amazon Prime, things he doesn't even need to know about
Right.
until it
Right.
happens.
But that are ultimately for his benefit. See?
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll
Okay.
give him something. All right.
Y'all go to the
Well,
pool and I'm about to guess watch Jerry Seinfeld.
I know you do. Start with either the Michael Richards or the Carl Reiner one. Those two are really, and Sarah Silverman, all of them are good. The Brian Regan one wasn't as funny. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't my favorite. Something about the Carl Reiner and the Mel Brooks was so dear to me because just their friendship, and it was just, I thought it was really sweet. So that's my recommendation.
Okay. All righty.
That's
Well,
all right.
we'll do this again sometime soon and talk about nothing.
We're on a roll. I know.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.